Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we were talking about how to strengthen and how to instill the love of religion in our teenagers' hearts. So in our previous episode, if you remember, we talked about, you know, presenting and giving them role models.
Exactly.
And today we will talk about another important issue with regards to this, and that is strengthening the emotions, religious emotions of our teenagers. Because, as you know, the psychologists say that in this age, especially our teenage, they get very emotional regarding everything. And in fact, regarding religion also, they get emotional. Emotional in that sense that they start to understand why we are created, why we are in here in this world, and who has created us. And definitely they face a lot of questions regarding their religion.
I don't think so, mostly the parents, they know about this amazing gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We usually take it very negatively. We say, I don't know why, what happened, my teens are so, they are so emotional, they cry very quickly, they are so much attached with something, you know, like they show their emotions about
they
things and about friends.
They become very quickly angry about anything.
Everything. But look at the beauty of Islam. Islam is just teaching us that whatever qualities and habits and special some, you know, again, attributes they have in their teens, you can just direct them, guide them, and connect them towards religion, towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As we have talked before, that they love to follow someone, you make them follow Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Now,
definitely,
if they are very emotional, towards something, just direct them towards Allah and Ahlul Bayt. You know, they have to use this amazing talent and gift of Allah, which Allah has given to them, because their hearts are very tender, you know, very soft. And they cry very easily sometimes.
Definitely.
They can use their tears, their all kinds of emotion towards religion and Allah and Ahlul Bayt.
And we have to use this beautiful quality in the right direction.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And that how it is possible to direct their emotions in the right path, that whenever we take our children to any religious activities, so we have to make that activity fruitful and attractive for our teenagers. Because nowadays, they are looking for every attractive thing, and they think usually although they have this in their heart, the love of Ahlul Bayt and religious activities, but they usually say this is very boring.
Exactly.
You know, your religious activities are very boring. We cannot spend more time there or we cannot go there, we cannot attend. So it is our duty to make these activities attractive, not boring.
But it's a very tough task because how much attraction? Unfortunately, because of social media and all this bombard of Western, you know, culture, the level of attraction is, you know, going higher and higher and higher. So it's very tough.
Yeah, we cannot compare these religious activities to their social media and different things, worldly things, you know.
Yeah, I think even they have less expectation about religion.
They have very less expectations. And we can slowly, slowly guide them. And we can make our activities attractive for them in that sense that we can just be cautious about our teenagers. We will talk about it, inshallah, after a short break. So please, dear listeners, we will take a short break and we will be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So in that sense that our religious activities, you know, we can just be cautious about our teenagers. And we can tell the participants or the, you know, managers of our religious activities to be a little bit cautious about these things, in like starting on time, ending on time.
Short and sweet. Yeah. Unfortunately, sometimes we recite so many ziyarat and so many du'as, and lectures are very lengthy. I love some scholars, some speakers, they do very short, within 20 minutes, if they finish everything, they would love to come. Yeah.
So like if you go to any Husseiniya, Imam Bargah or mosque, we can have some activities for our teenagers also, you know, some refreshment or some, you know, interesting activities for them. So they can have, you know, very fruitful and good time there, which will, you know, instill the love of religion in their hearts, definitely.
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake which we do as an adult is that we are not involving our teens. We don't have that much trust on them, yeah? And when you study Islam, you will see amazing trust on teenagers, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to do. For example, you can't believe it. 17 years old, Osama bin Zayd, he's such a young, teenager, but who he is, he's the commander of an army which is just going against the Rome, you know, the superpower of the time, and everyone was shocked when Rasulullah has chosen a teenager for such a big, you know, status and position. So look at the saying of Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Law a'lamahum khayra mink," if I knew anyone is better than you, I will choose that one. Yeah, because I have chosen you because you are the best for this position. And then even our Prophet, he written a letter to people of Mecca that you never ever should have any objection because of his only age. لَيْسَ الْأَكْبَرُ هُوَ الْأَفْضَلُ بَلِ الْأَفْضَلُ هُوَ الْأَكْبَرُ.
Wow.
Yeah, not only the one who has a big like age, it doesn't mean that person is superior
or has good qualities.
No, but the one who has good qualities, that person is Akbar. member, an elder. Yeah. So the merit which Rasulullah has given is still, you know, absent nowadays in our Islamic centers too, and even in our houses, you know. So it should be just stick in our mind that we have to look to the merits that whoever, yeah, sometimes some teenagers are very mature. Yeah, very well educated, very practicing. If you see any mature teenager, you can just give that position to him or her. Why you are just looking at, you know, that person's age?
Yeah, definitely. We have to stop here. Dear listeners, let's take a short break. We will come back after the break.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat. يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات. يا مقضي الخيرات.
Dear listeners, welcome back. Another way to attract our youth and teenager is we should not always take them to only for namaz and, you know, or majlis or these kind of activities. We should have other activities, but within religious boundaries. Yeah. For example, we can have some sports competitions and activities.
Yeah, I call them halal entertainment. Halal entertainments are, you know, incumbent nowadays. Yeah,
very, very crucial.
Exactly.
You know, we like in our mosques or Islamic centers, we can have these kind of activities. We can plan, we can design, you know, different kind of activities. So the youth are always ready to come and participate, you know. Through these kind of activities, we also, you know, guide them and we can show them the love of Ahlul Bayt and love of religion in their hearts.
Yeah, I remember once we kept some competition of making pictures and some videos and nice photography. So they were making some videos or picture, but the main theme was about religion. But they didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, the name was just that competition about pictures, but the purpose inside was about to teach whatever, you know, theme we have. So that is what we have discussed before in our episode, that the teaching and the love of religion should instill in the heart of teenagers indirectly. So we can just plan something, some halal entertainment, some activities, some picnics or some competition sports or any art gallery or art activities.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things we can do. Puppet shows we can
we
do.
Don't.
We can do some theater shows.
Exactly.
You know, our community members, they can sit together and design and plan different activities.
Yeah, I have seen in many countries they do. They go on the beaches with youth, especially Fridays. You know, they love to go on the beach Friday and they just, even they recite one paragraph of Nudba. You know, abroad I have seen a lot.
A short.
Sure. It's not necessary to do whole Dua Nudba. You do one paragraph and just pay attention on the message of that paragraph. And that's it. And the refreshment is according to their taste. You know, they love that small pizza or some burgers or, you know, fish and chips or whatever. So then they love to come because, you know, they know that this is our type of gathering, you know. So it has a religious touch and full of fun.
Full of fun. And another thing we can do is our speakers, our entertainers or our presenters, they can be, you know, a little bit funny. They can share some jokes and funny things and they should be a little bit lively to attract our youth.
Said Iranian scholars are best in the world.
Some of the Iranian scholars.
Some of them. I love them. And I don't think so over here in Iran, people that much appreciating them, because we have seen the world and we know mostly the scholars are not that much lively. So the lively scholars you will get over here, alhamdulillah. And I hope we all be scholars. We should that bring that beautiful, cheerful and lively way of teaching and training towards our teenagers.
Definitely, it will play a very, very big and crucial role in bringing our teenagers towards the religion. Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.